Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back, 34 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're commemorating the 10th anniversary of the events of 2001, September the 11th, 2001, now known as 9/11, I think is the typical way people refer to it. Our good friend Rich Galen is with us. Rich is has been with us since before those days, and he's in Washington. That's where he lives. And Washington, as you know, was one of the cities, one of the locations of an attack, the Pentagon, which is not that far from your home, is it, Rich?
When I heard something, because I was working from my house back in those days.
Yeah.
And I went out on the out of the den, which is on the first floor, and just turned, kind of walked 8 feet to the front door and looked out, and so I could see the smoke from the Pentagon fire. And then, and we'll get into some more of this, but I, by that time I knew that things were going on, because I was, as usual, at a stand-up desk that I happened to be in, and I was watching some old movie, which is the background noise I use during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife called and said, turn on the TV, I think we're under attack.
Hmm.
And so I flipped it over to one of the cable news stations, and just in time to see the second plane hit, and of course there was the one.
So you weren't aware of anything going on in New York previously then at that time?
No, had no idea. I wasn't watching I typically watch one of the business channels in the morning.
Right.
Because I'm pretty clear on what's going on politically, and I don't generally want to hear what somebody else thinks. But that day, and then of course the communication.
That's the reason you don't read my. That's the reason you don't read my stuff, right? Because you don't want.
That's right. I don't want to sway my otherwise brilliant thing. but you know, then they shut down the airspace, and the only planes, the only thing you could hear in the sky were fighter jets out of Andrews, patrolling the skies, and of course nobody was clear on what was going on. So the reports. You know, there was one report that there was an explosion at the State Department building. I mean, when you live in Washington, you know where all these places are, and they're all within,
right.
You know, a couple of blocks of each other. And so it was just an astonishingly frightening day. And it really did take 24 hours for everybody to get their legs under them. I was lucky in that I only lost one friend. Who was on that plane that went into the Pentagon.
Barbara?
And Barbara...
Olson.
Olson, yeah.
Yeah.
And I...
I didn't know her.
I never went around that side of the Pentagon again. The only time I went to that side of the Pentagon was for the one-year dedication ceremony.
I didn't know Barbara, but I still miss her.
Yeah, she was there with it. She was a pal.
And if you know the story about her conversation with her husband Theodore Olson, who was a member of the Bush administration in those days, she was being courageous to the end, wasn't she? She was calling him to see what she could do, and
yeah.
what a poignant thing. If you've ever heard Ted relate that conversation that they had by cell phone, you know, Rich, I was just wrapping up I wrapped up my show. I got off the air. I went out, left my building, and got in my car. I was going to run an errand, and the radio, when I cranked the car, the radio came on, and the news, somebody on, you know, they just broke in. It was, you know, it wasn't news time, but the radio announcer broke in and said a plane's crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. So I turned my car off, went back in my office, turned on the television, sat down, saw that was going on, and just as I, not long after I sat down, I watched the second plane fly into the second tower.
Yeah.
I almost didn't leave the chair that day watching.
I was just going to say, and you sat there probably for the next 18 hours.
Yeah.
Just dumbstruck by what was going on. It's one of those things that, I mean, everybody feels, you know, really dreadful about it, obviously, and it was a horrible day for everybody, but I was doing a speech in San Francisco a couple of years ago, and we were talking about that. I said, you know, it's like watching me on the East Coast watching an earthquake here. I mean, I feel badly. I want to help. I, you know, write a check, do whatever I can. But it's not the same as being in the earthquake when you're looking for friends and you don't know whether your house has survived and you don't know if there's going to be an aftershock. I mean, you don't have the emotional attachment to the event when right. you're, you know, a continent away. And I think for a lot of Americans, that's one of the reasons that the order to continue to fight terrorism has cooled to a great degree.
Right.
It's because people recognize what happened.
I want to talk about that.
They did everything they could, but it's not the same emotional attachment as having been in New York or here in Washington or where my wife and I are going this afternoon.
I want to talk about that in the next segment. How are we prepared for the next thing? Or, you know, if there is going to be one. 22, right back with Rich Galen. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassing.
Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.